Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Quote of the day, I suppose it's fitting that on the day the House Democrats issued a report card on Republicans, two of their members were sent to the principal's office for fighting. That's from Ari Adler, the press secretary for House Speaker Jace Bulger, in response to last night's altercation on the House floor and the House Democrats' critical press conference on the Republicans. This was put up on the MERS newsletter's website on Friday. What happened?
Well, we did have a little bit of a row, I guess, on the House floor on Thursday night. You know, you get to that last day of session, and tempers heat up a little bit, and nerves flare. You know, the Democrats have been, you know, on the short end of a lot of legislative battles this year in the House and the Senate, and we had a couple of Democratic House members who got a little feisty with each other. We had the sergeants come in. There was no punches thrown, but there was a lot of ruckus as Harvey Santana rushed David Nathan. And then we had a couple lawmakers, Roy Schmidt from Grand Rapids and Louis Hobbs from the Southfield area, try and break it up. You know, there was no punches thrown. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with an old beef, I guess, between the two of them. But it certainly woke everyone up on the House floor, because there was a lot of stop-and-go action going on. You get that in these last days of session.
Well, you're not supposed to have MMA on the floor, period, especially not between two Democrats.
No, it's not the first time it's happened, Tony. It probably won't be the last time. You know, that's what happens. I mean, people are really passionate about their public policy and their beliefs. And, you know, if they feel like they're, you know, somebody's doing wrong, you know, they're not afraid to get in their face about it. It's not the first time I've seen tempers heat up a little bit on the floor. You'd be surprised. That's why they got the sergeants there in the red coats, making sure everybody behaves.
I see that Virge Bonero is supporting Barack Obama again, according to the website.
Yeah, you know, Virge Bonero got really excited about this latest policy that Barack Obama has signed. And, you know, it's not the first time that he's done so. And it may not be the last, but, you know, we ran it in MERS just because, you know, obviously Verge is the Lansing mayor and we cover more state politics. But I was really interested to see that Verge is willing to speak out against the president, especially as they go into a presidential year. You know, there's, you know, Verge is bothered by the policy that was signed. And even though it was supported by Carl Levin in the Senate, you know, thought it necessary to talk about how he felt it was a violation of rights.
All right, Kyle, we're going to get you back on the program just to wrap up this year. Merry Christmas. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.